Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, it's Alice's morning show. We are so excited. We've just been chatting about our Cache Creek Casino Resort broadcast this Friday.
Guaranteed good time.
Yeah, you're guaranteeing it. It's written right here. It's going to be really, really fun. It's been so long since we did a show live. It's going to be great. And Bob will be able to be on. She'll be sitting in your seat, and you'll be out there with us, and it'll be...
Yeah, she's going to play some sound for us. And just based on texts and DMs I've gotten, seems like a lot of folks are going to be showing up.
Oh, yes, please come out.
A nice little crowd.
We did give away some reserved seating, yep. So but this is an open thing. You can come to this broadcast, and we'd love to have you there. It's also the kickoff to Mother's Day weekend, so maybe take that Friday, get Mom, come on up. It'll be super fun.
Hope you got stuff for Mom already, by the way. Yes. Here's your reminder if you haven't.
Make sure you get that. Cache Creek, big broadcast, the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, this coming Friday, 6 to 9, Cache Creek Casino. All the details are at RadioAlice.com, but we'd love to have you there. It'd be super, super fun. Okay, so the Noel and Liam Gallagher situation. They're two guys. They're in a band. They're brothers. They're great. We heard yesterday that they decided to just kick one of their songs off, a song called Hello, because it had some Gary Glitter lyrics in it. And they were like, you know what? We don't want no trouble. We get along so well, and we never double middle finger anybody. We're just like, yeah, you know, it's fine. Whatever. We don't mind not doing that one. We don't want no trouble. We just want all the money from the big Oasis tour. So the rumor now is that the production team that's putting together this tour for this summer has not one but two backstage areas, not one but two after parties, not one but two dressing rooms, that they are going to be leading completely separate lives on the road, except for when they walk out on stage together.
Smart.
It is. It's totally smart. Now, I don't know if this is true.
An important thing about getting along in this world is understanding yourself a little bit and knowing what your capacities are. These two cannot stand each other for too long. So it's smart to separate everything.
Let's make it as easy for ourselves as possible.
Come off the stage triumphant. Go our separate ways.
No chit chat. No breaking down like, oh, you screwed this up. I'm mad at you because of that. No, just go to your separate rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, there are tabloid reports that the organizers are doing everything they can to keep them completely separated in any kind of backstage. They're like, even separate hotels for them. Just like, no, nothing. They can't meet in the hall. Nothing.
Sometimes when you've lived with someone for as long as brothers would, and then you're in a band together, so you're even more intensely together.
Mm-hmm.
You just find that you have... And this happens in marriages and working scenarios where you have no patience for that person anymore.
They've crushed everything, burned all the nerve endings.
And so that's this to make it work. They know that, and they are doing the right thing. I actually like Oasis, and while it's not at the top of my shows to see this year list, I would go see them. I like those guys.
So this is including separate quarters, separate VIP lists for friends and famous fans, separate after parties. Basically, the only time they will see each other is when they are on stage. Liam tweeted what some are interpreting as a denial of this. He said, after parties are for wankers. I'm getting straight off after the gigs to get my beauty sleep.
Yeah.
This level of sexiness doesn't happen by staying up talking bollocks to bellends. A bellend is British slang for the top of the guy, for the top of the member. A bell end.
The tip.
Mm-hmm. The whole. Yep.
It's bell end?
Bell end.
Oh.
Bollocks and bell end.
Like a bell.
Yeah, like a bell. Right. This All level right. of sexiness doesn't happen by staying up talking to bollocks and bell ends.
Oh, there's another guy who's outgrown the nonsense. He's the guy, that was Liam, you said.
That's Liam.
He's the guy who goes to bars and gets his teeth knocked out. Like, things have changed. Good.
By the way, the bell end, has inspired today's daily game that we'll play in half an hour.
All right.
We're going to do like a British slang thing. Is it real or is it fake?
Okay.
It should also be noted that Liam's tweet does not in any way address whether or not he and Noel will be keeping their distance while they're on stage or off stage, or that it just says he's like, nah, I won't be partying on this tour. I'll just be going home and getting my beauty sleep. So there you go. It all remains to be seen. I think that's the only interesting thing about this tour. I don't like them. I don't think they're talented. I think they're super derivative, and I can't wait to see them implode. So best of luck to them. Oasis.
Wow.
Yeah. I never got it. A lot of people whose musical tastes I really respect love Oasis, and I'm like, no. Not for me. The Dolly Parton musical has found its dollies. The show is called...
Like generations of dollies? Yeah. There's young and older. And
there's three phases of Dolly that are going to be portrayed. This is Dolly Parton's musical about her life. They just made a huge announcement. They have found all their dollies. The show is called Dolly, an original musical. It'll make its world premiere on July 18th in Nashville. And then it's going to Broadway to debut in New York City next year. So congrats to all these people. Apparently it was a pretty crazy audition process. Like, there were so many people who wanted to play anything about, and they were looking for people of all ages, which was part of the appeal for this. So they have finally settled on three who will be playing Dolly herself. And they definitely will. I'm sure they selected more people because there'll always be understudy situations. And then there's on Broadway, there's union rules about how many shows you can do. And I think that if you're one of the people who also plays the part, like the understudy, that you get a couple of shows a week or whatever. I'm not sure how the here are the three. We're just looking there. One of them's like a very young lady who's a brunette, and the other two are ones, I don't know, 20s. The other one's in her late 30s, looks like. But they are the three.
Wait a minute. Which one of them is then in their 20s and which one is in their 30s?
I think the one in the middle is in her 20s.
She's the younger one. Than the one on the left.
I think that she is. To me, the one on the left looks like she's 41. Huh? We can look it up. Oh, we should guess. We should guess how old everybody is. Although nobody else can see them.
No, I don't. Yeah. I was just curious if how you're telling them
12
apart,
or 13,
like, age-wise. Okay.
The one on the right-hand side, the youngest, her name is Quinn Titcomb.
40 mm-hmm. years old for Katie Rose Clark, who was
40.
Playing.
That's why I said 40, 41.
And then
Carrie St. Louis is I think she's going to play her as she's becoming famous.
Carrie St. Louis age. Let's see here.
I say she's 24.
She's born in she's 35.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't see a big difference between the two blondes there at all.
Why would they have somebody only 5 years younger than the person who's playing the oldest version?
Makeup.
Although, yeah, she has so much makeup. And how old's the little girl? Whose last name again is Titcomb?
Oh.
In case anyone missed that earlier.
This is 12 years old.
Yeah. That's what she looks like. She looks like Isla. She's Isla's age. Like, Isla could have been Dolly Parton in this show.
She is smiling with her mouth shut. There's a thing about that age range where the teeth are just...
No, thanks. I'm not showing these.
Right. I just pulled one out this week.
Isla
was like, this tooth is ready. I need help getting it out. Mm. And so I walked up and I was looking at her in the face, but I hadn't done anything yet. And I got my fingernail right on the edge of that thing and just went and just yanked down on it and then walked away because I was afraid I hurt her. I was like, oh no. And she goes, you did it. We got it. It's out. And it was great, but I truly thought, I walked away because I thought tears were coming, you know, and especially because that silent, like, oh no, here comes the big breath. And then the
one, two,
yeah,
three.
It didn't happen. That thing was by a thread. I just had to give it the Anyway,
it's just,
12 year
olds. They're too scared, yeah.
Their teeth are.
Right. Anyway, there's these three little girls who are all going to be playing Dolly Parton. The show has received so much interest. It's already added weeks to the end of its run at Belmont University's Fisher Center. So I guess that must be where it's starting in Nashville. Katie and Carrie, the two older women who are going to be playing her, they're both Broadway regulars. They've been in a lot of big musicals. Quinn is from South Florida. She's done some regional productions, but this is a, you know, this is a huge break for her. So there you go. Dolly, an original musical. I'm sure it'll tour afterward and we'll all get to see it. Let's see. I don't know how much more time I have here. You guys in the mood for a game? I know I got a million games today. These are country artists' real names.
Okay.
So you just tell me yes or no. It's the real deal. That ain't their name. Is it? That's the name of the game. That ain't their name. Is it? Garth Brooks, real name. Troil Garth Brooks. Real or fake? Troil.
Real.
Garth Brooks. I'll say real.
Agreed.
It is real. Troil. Sounds like a rodeo bull. How about Shania Twain? Real name, Colleen Geneva Dawson. Real or fake? Shania Twain.
Real.
Fake.
Real.
It's fake. Her real name is actually Eileen Regina Edwards. Colleen Geneva Dawson. Not real. Let's see here. How about Casey Musgraves? Real name, Lacey Mae Gravison. Or possibly Graveson.
Fake.
Lacey Mae Graveson. You say that's fake? All right.
Fake.
Yeah, I think you'd keep the name Lacey. That's a pretty cool name.
And not change it to Casey?
Yeah. Mm.
So everyone's saying fake?
Yeah.
All right, it is fake. Her real name is actually Casey Musgraves.
Shocking.
I know. All right, let's see here. Hank Williams Jr., real name, Randall Hank Williams.
Real.
Real or fake? Hank Williams Jr., real name, Randall Hank Williams.
I could say fake.
Real.
It's real.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently at Bob with 4, Vinny with 3, Maddie with 2. Let's see here. How about Faith Hill? Real name, Audrey Faith Perry. Real or fake? Faith Hill's real name is Audrey Faith Perry.
Real.
Fake.
Fake.
It's real.
Ah, fudge.
Boy, Bob is killing it. Let's see here. Do one more.
Well, it's, I mean, it is a guessing game. Smartest guy in the room.
I'm a good guesser.
Good guesser, right.
Solid guessing. Here's a final one. Miranda Lambert. Real name, Miranda Gail Lambertson. Miranda Lambert. Is her real name Miranda Gail Lambertson?
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
It's fake. And by a score of 6-3-3, it's Bob once again.
Oh, Bob.
Bob! That's your new song.
Oh, my God!
Ozzy is saying, this is Ozzy Osbourne. He is saying he is going to retire after this big reunited show, the reunion that they're doing in July.
He understands that he's said that at least 30 times.
At least 30 times. And just rock stars in general. Everyone's always saying they're retiring. No, this is it. You know, and then they go come back and do the Hell Froze Over tour. So Ozzy pledges that is not the case with him. There's actually a documentary series, like a reality show that's coming up about him, about all his health problems that he has right now. Like all the things he's done to himself, all the things he's suffering from. I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch some old guy detail his medical situations. But maybe there are some people who are like, if it's happening to Ozzy, it's happening to all of us.
I'm a big Ozzy fan, but I could do without.
How old's Ozzy?
75.
I just looked.
77.
He's 76. Both lose.
All right, Vin.
Okay, or you both win. Let's do that. You both win. So Ozzy says this is it. He's retiring after this big show on July the 5th. He says, I'd love to say never, but after the last 6 years or so, it is time. I've lived on the road for 50 odd years. I've gotten kind of used to not picking up my bags and not getting on the bus again. I don't smoke dope or do any of the rock star lifestyle anymore. Although he really stuck with that for a long time. I'm kind of like a homebody. I never go out. I never hang in bars. I don't drink. So what the F is out there for me?
Well, plus right.
Be home and
he shouldn't Sharon! Have even. He should not even be doing this show.
He also says, I don't want to die in a hotel room somewhere. So I really hope he doesn't die in his hotel room there.
Yikes.
He wants to spend the rest of his life with his family, including his grandkids. He's been really outspoken about his debilitating battle with Parkinson's. You wake up the next morning and find that something else has gone wrong. You begin to think this is never going to end. Oh, it will end. For this reason, he cannot perform a full set at his final show. He'll only be on stage a few songs with Black Sabbath, a few with his solo band, and he'll most likely be sitting.
Well, there's a lot of bands lining up to do songs, and he's got a library.
He does. There's some depth there.
So.
And so he'll do a few, and they'll all honor him, and then he'll leave the stage and hopefully not tour in a chair.
He's a doddering old man now, but
oh,
there was,
God,
yes,
that,
all that stuff. But his library's epic with Sabbath and then solo.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough songs there that he could do, you know, 3 hours straight.
And you'd know all the songs. Well, some of us would know all the songs.
Well, I would. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what you got coming up?
Well, don't take selfies with crocodiles and more after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Me, you belong with me. It's Alice at 97.3. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny full show podcast, which apparently can be gotten all in one chunk. So you don't have to touch anything. It just plays the whole show all the way through. I think we have Bob to thank for that. Is that whose idea was that, Maddie? Bob's or Maddie's?
Yeah, that was actually came from above.
Oh, the corporate. Oh, Odyssey, great
but
idea.
But it is what I did with my podcast at my other place. So
Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bottle Rock Tickets. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, the first taste of summer presented by Jam Sellers, is right around the corner. And all this week, we have your last chance at winning three-day general admission tickets. Listen at 805, 1205, 305, 405, 505, and 605 for the
so
keyword.
Many chances.
Text your keyword to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of three-day GA tickets to Bottle Rock on May 23rd through the 25th in Napa Valley.
It's amazing. Such a fun time.
Really is.
Mm-hmm. They do a great job there.
Looking out our window from the 10th floor of the Odyssey building,
it's
we
lovely.
Are in Studio 9 as we broadcast live. It's really pretty out.
Mm.
Blue skies and sunshine, and it's going to be a little cooler than yesterday, but still. In fact, if anything, it's a better day, like a little cooler.
Yeah, yesterday was lovely, but also very hot.
But it's nice to get those, you know, feet out into the sunshine and let them sort of say, hey.
Yeah, get your vitamin D.
You know, winter feet, got to turn them into summer feet.
That's right. Toughen those suckers up.
It's a real thing.
It is.
This is one of those stories that I had last week, actually, when it was breaking news.
Oh.
And they gave me a People version today. So I was like, oh, People Magazine wants to print this.
What
okay,
fun.
Well, then maybe I can do this story. Police say a 29-year-old man climbed into an enclosure at a Philippines zoo to take a selfie with a crocodile.
Oh, that's a great idea. People love to take selfies with animals, wild animals especially. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, he was promptly bitten on the arm and couldn't leave.
Oh, he was being held.
She clamped on him.
Did she pull him under? As
she then did go into a death roll while nervous onlookers screamed, oh my God!
He's gonna drown and she's gonna eat him. He's gonna drown. She's gonna eat him. She's gonna drown. He's gonna eat him.
Munch.
The man was identified as a 29-year-old who seems a little old for the nonsense that
the
he's up to here. But climbed over a chain link fence with a cell phone in hand. This was right at the end of April. So the last couple days of April is when this happened. There's video out there, so you could find this.
Oh, put that on the Sarah video.
Onlookers could be heard screaming at the man and the crocodile after it bit him on the arm and held on tight. Here's footage of him. This is him in the water, and it's got this arm. You can see this arm is in the mouth.
Yes.
That is him before the roll, the death roll.
That, this is before, so he's almost like pleading with it. He's sort of bent over, well, going, he's, please, Mr. Crocodile,
yeah, let go.
Please let go. After a while, Crocodile.
A normal outing. And then later he goes on to say that I didn't think it was a real crocodile at the zoo in an enclosure.
They do get that dried clay look on the top. You know?
That's their thing, though. Mm. Humans aren't supposed to fall for it. Prey might, you know, a bird or a fish coming by might be all, I don't know. Oh boy. You found the video.
We have full on. Oh, that guy is getting, he's holding
Maddie
on. He's got an arm. He's got his arm through, and then the guy has wrapped himself around.
He's trying to hold on because it's going to start to tear.
The crocodile is huge.
Yep.
Oh God. Oh, there's the death roll. He's trying to kill him.
Okay, we need to stop watching.
It's pretty shallow, though. He can't pull the guy under. God, he's flipping him back and forth, though. Like, that arm is in big trouble. Oh, the arm's out. He's got the arm out.
They had to rescue this person.
I can't believe people are filming.
And he got a... Well, that's they're there to at the zoo to look at animals, and then this guy makes himself part of a show. Turns himself into the show.
I have to say that maybe that is a crocodile that doesn't have teeth. I don't see any blood, and I don't see any punctures. He's out of the enclosure at this point.
He got over 50 stitches.
Oh.
So I don't know if you're seeing the injured arm or not. I don't know what.
They have both arms.
I can't see it.
It's his leg that got.
The leg got it?
The leg got it.
The leg.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, don't try to take pictures, selfies with animals.
Don't get in any enclosures at the zoo.
All the places I've seen so many times at the beach, on the coast, and a lot of places I go are not in town. They're far away. They're down the coast. There's no parking.
It's not a right.
Right. And often you will see someone getting as close as they can to these elephant seals or these big giant sea lions trying to get their selfie. And then the thing goes after him. Like, just get away from me is what it's trying to say.
I'm a wild animal.
And it's
unpredictable, unfriendly, not curious about you. Hate you, actually. You're ruining everything, human.
Yep. Yeah. Very strange. But anyway, so this guy did live to tell the story. I don't know if he got a good enough selfie or if he feels, you know, like, wish he'd.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, we've all seen him. He's world famous.
Often, when you take pictures with someone, you go, well, check it. Let's see if we did good because we're here now.
And we could take another one.
So I don't know
if he's cute enough.
Got a good shot or not, but hopefully he did because, you know, we don't want to see that show again.
Probably won't be a repeat.
It's up on the Facebook page.
Thank you. It's actually, and I will say, it's way less horrifying than I thought it was going to be. Hearing that he had 50 stitches is... I mean, it's not good.
No.
But you can watch it. I watched it. I won't have nightmares about that.
Well, and
it's very slow.
That is, anyway. It's dumb, is what it is. The whole thing.
Watch someone
you climbed
really
over
stupid.
A fence and for a pick.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we do, Vin. It's just one of our things.
You've heard about pay it forward.
Yep.
Here's where someone pays for the person behind them. I guess a woman is going viral on TikTok for sharing her experience of someone paying it backward.
Oh.
Her name is Samantha, and she was at Dunkin' drive-thru last week when she pulled up to the window and the clerk told her the guy ahead of her who'd left told them that she would be paying for his order. Wait, what?
That is hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
That is so funny.
Pay it backwards.
I assumed I knew what this was going to be, and I did not see that coming.
No. I thought that was just like the most perfect delivery of all time.
I did not see that coming.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh.
To the random guy, in, this is what she posts. To the random guy in front of me who lied to the employee, I hope you have the day you deserve. Which is, of course, a nice way of saying bleep you.
Oh, that's a
bleep
one.
Off.
I would say to someone who's working at a window like that, don't believe that guy.
You gotta go over there and double check that.
Sorry, I don't hand you the food until you pay me the money. That just seems dumb, but now she knows, I guess, or he knows, the employee.
I thought this was one of those good stories where he buys her food and she gets to just drive off without touching her wallet.
I thought so. Now, if you're the lady in the car, I mean, you tell Duncan, I'm not paying for that. No.
She did say that, and it looks like they didn't charge her. They were cool about it, but he truly did drive off with his order. Without paying, because she was going to cover that for him.
It's smart, though, to do that if you're going to steal food. Because now they don't go, oh, let me get that guy's license plate number. Let me call the police immediately. Like, by the time she gets up there and they do the food and he's trying to do a transaction with her, that guy is just gone.
That guy's got a game face, though.
Yeah.
Because that...
Oh, yeah, she's got me.
Yep. That's one where a smile could crack at any second. But
well,
no.
Your hands are shaking like, no, no, really. They're going to pay for me back there.
Totally cool. Cool customer. Cool.
He's a cucumber.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, can't wait to see you at Cache Creek.
Oh, we can't wait to see you either. Thanks, Carolyn. That's going to be fun.
It's
a good time.
Bottle Rock is held less than a mile from my home, so I pass by regularly and love this time of year watching them set it all up. Gets me pumped for the show.
Fun. Do they set all those stands aren't there all the time? Because they have a really elaborate setup there.
Yeah. Bay Area On Liquor here.
Oh, hey, On Liquor.
Please support your local zoos and their crocodiles.
SFZoo.org. The Zoo and Gardens.
I'm weeks behind on the podcast. Just got to the 50-year-old Australian twins bit. Thanks for keeping me laughing through a hard day. Sophie, East Bay.
Run! He's got a gun! We all did it together.
You're weeks behind us, though. Like, weeks.
Yeah. Well, they got a lot to look forward to. We've had a few good weeks
That one's been in the chamber. It's just, it's got to be the right timing.
Run! And, you know. He's got a gun.
He's got a gun.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard it for so long, I can't even really remember the inflection. Give it to me one more time.
Run. He's got a gun.
They're just so, like, deadpan about it. Run. He's got a gun. Run.
Run. He's got a gun.
So good.
Everything doesn't need to be sent. Not everything. 916 says, sorry to say, but Bob isn't going to be around too long. She's too quick. She's too quick-witted and funny. Someone's going to scoop her in and take her.
Nah.
Let's just make her feel as welcome as we possibly can.
Yeah, what are you doing?
They're not wrong.
You don't need to say that, though. You didn't. I mean, some things go unsaid.
Time for a game.
Stop laughing at that, Bob.
I just keep letting her win the games, you guys. All right.
All right.
That's what we're doing. I mean,
I know, obviously.
And I met secretly last week talking about it.
Don't like that, Bob. Stop it.
Here we go.
She loved that one.
This is a game called Bollocks or Brilliant. Are these fake or real? British slang. Round one. Taking the Mickey. It means mocking or making fun of someone. Taking the Mickey. Real or fake?
True. Real.
Fake.
It's true.
It's true. Sorry about it, Maddie. Mocking or making fun of someone. How about this one? Gobsmacked in the lorry bin. Shocked and then dumped like trash. Shocked and then dumped like trash. Gobsmacked in the lorry bin.
That's true.
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 That's fake. Sorry, guys.
Oh!
It's, those are all words that they use. They're just not, that's not a saying. These are all, are they real or fake sayings that the British actually use?
You and your dumb computer come up with this crap?
Yeah.
You just decided to put things that are real sayings together.
No, those are all real words.
Right. Gobsmacked. So what part of that is not right?
The
they
part
say that?
Where it says gobsmacked in the lorry bin.
What's a lorry bin?
That's the part.
Bin?
That's trash.
Well, but a lorry bin, though, isn't a truck a lorry? So it must be like a dump truck. A lorry bin. in the bin, in the trash bag, in the back of a dump truck.
I think that's true. I think they do say that.
That's not a saying. Here we go.
It should be.
Well, maybe it will be now that we've coined it. Here's one. All fur coat, no knickers. All fur coat, no knickers.
Why didn't an Australian say that?
Does it sound kind of Australian? Yeah. All fur coat and no knickers.
Fake.
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 That's real. Used to describe someone who looks glamorous but lacks substance or class. All fur coat, no knickers. She looks good on the outside. Here's one for you, mate.
That is... Okay.
Waffle the nanny goat. It means to ramble until somebody falls asleep. Waffle the nanny goat. Waffle the nanny goat. Real or fake?
No.
Fake.
It's fake.
Wow.
And by the way, Bob pulls into the lead. Good job, you guys. Nice way to let her win. Bang a wonky kettle. Bang a wonky kettle. Is that a real or a fake British thing? To fix something that's clearly broken, often while making a racket. Bang a wonky kettle.
True.
True.
I'll say fake.
It's fake. Tied 2-2. Maddie and Bob. Built like a skip with handles. Someone sturdy and awkwardly strong. Built like a skip with handles.
True. Like,
skip with handles.
True.
True.
It's fake.
Oh, man.
How about this one? In donkey's years. A very long time. Real or fake? Donkey's years.
Fake.
Fake.
True. Oh, sorry. You didn't say it yet. Sorry, you don't get to guess.
I was going
to
say true.
No, no you weren't.
Because I wanted to pull ahead. Oh.
I'm sorry. That was my bad.
Classic Sarah.
I know. What a loser. Trying to make you win, Bob. All right, here we go. Last one. Pants over pudding. That means getting your priorities backward, like stressing over laundry when dessert is burning. Pants over pudding. Pants over pudding. Pants over pudding. What do you think? Real or
true?
Fake?
Pants.
True.
False.
False is corrected by a score of 3-2-1. It's Bob again. Oh, she better hang out. She's winning all the time song. Here.
What's my name? My name is Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Bob. There you go.
You got any kisses or anything?
No, I'm a gracious winner.
Oh.
You make it Vinny's not fun. Ego. You make it not fun.
What do I have to do about this?
Make it not fun.
I make it fun. I always wanted to play a game, especially when there's no stories. Here we go. We are out of here, you guys. Be sure to listen all day. Jane, by the way, nominee to the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame. Woo-hoo! Jane has 4 chances for you to win these
and also
rock tickets.
With child, which is very, no. very,
that is not,
very
that's actually
wait,
not
what?
True, but you
are
know,
you
let's
sure?
go with it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But we can roll with that and go Warriors, right? Have a great day and we'll see you back here on Hump Day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.